Moving on now, Israel defies a mounting international condemnation of its settlement expansion policies in the occupied Palestinian territories. In a television interview, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he's not interested in what the UN has to say about the subject. Netanyahu described Jerusalem al-Quds as Israel's capital and said it was not an occupied territory. Days earlier, the Israeli premier had pledged to push ahead with building thousands of new settlement units in the West Bank and East Jerusalem al-Quds. This move and Netanyahu's latest comments are seen as a reaction to a recent UN decision that upgraded the Palestinian status of the international body. Let's talk to E. Michael Jones, editor at Culture War magazines. Welcome to the programme, sir. Israel is literally defying mounting international criticism and, of course, the United Nations itself with this recent statement by Netanyahu. Till when can such a member of the United Nations be tolerated?
Well, that's one way of questioning it. But I think the better way of looking at it is that Premier Netanyahu is running out of options. He tried to influence the election by backing Romney. That failed. The incursion into Gaza got nowhere. The United States, in retaliation, didn't do a lot to oppose Palestinian statehood. And now he's got an option that is going to basically end the possibility of a two-state solution by dividing the West Bank in half. In terms of a successful strategy, you don't want to constantly limit your options. And that's precisely what he's doing, because he keeps losing on the international scene.
Indeed. And I mean, shouldn't the UN be a bit more quick in its actions? Because Israel, it seems, is changing the demography and the character of the Palestinian territories.
Yeah, they are. And I'm sure the United Nations will condemn it. But I mean, it's what you see here is an ever narrowing circle of options over the past year or the past 6 months. He got nowhere when he came to the United States this time. President Obama refused to meet with him. The last time he came, in May of 2011, he got 23 standing ovations from both houses of Congress. So I think this is an act of desperation. He's got to win this election to remain politically viable, and so he's gambling. It's always the risk when you double your bets. You know what I mean? You double your bets, and then finally you run out of money. And I think he's running out of capital.
And with this recent upgrade with the Palestinian status at the UN, how much is there hope for the Palestinians to sue Israel and win the legal battle with them?
Well, the threat that they're holding in abeyance is to take Israel before the World Court for war crimes. They can do that now because of their upgraded status. So I think you'll see an escalation. And with every escalation, Netanyahu and Israel's options keep narrowing. I think that's the big picture.
Indeed. E. Michael Jones, editor of Culture War magazines from South Bend. Thanks for your thoughts there, sir.